Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Good morning. Welcome to Radio Friends on this Wednesday, January 30th. We're almost out of the first month of 2013, if you can believe that. Let's start this morning with Pat Brooks Martin. You got a new last name there.
I did.
Pat Brooks Martin. That has a nice ring to it.
Thank you.
Welcome to Radio Friends, Central Missouri Dietetic Association. And you brought a plate along here with you today. And I said, as soon as I saw this plate, oh, she's going to tell us about the little tiny pieces, little tiny servings that we need to take.
That doesn't sound like much fun.
No, it doesn't.
Not at all.
So what have you got here? You got fruits, vegetables, grains, and protein.
Well, tonight they're going to be talking about simple ways to be a new you.
Okay.
And one of the things to do, she's going to have some tips about losing weight.
Okay.
And
this you're going to have a seminar or class tonight.
It's going to be a class at the library in the Friends Room, and it's from 7 to 8, and the Central Missouri Dietetic Association is putting this on.
Okay.
And Jessica Myers, who's a registered dietitian, is going to be talking about ways to be more fit and easy things to do to lose weight and be more healthy, healthier, happier you.
Losing weight, though, you have to set – It's a lifestyle change, isn't it?
Well, that's what makes... Remember the pyramid?
Yes.
It's gone.
The food pyramid's
it's
gone?
It's gone.
For years we had that food pyramid.
It's gone, and it's been replaced by this beautiful plate.
All right. If you want to see the plate we're talking about, go to kbia.org, click on Talk Shows and then Radio Friends, and there's four different compartments, and it looks like the vegetable compartment is a little bit bigger.
Well, the idea is that half the plate, if you have half your plate be fruits and vegetables, you're set. You'll get more vitamins, more minerals, just more nutrients.
Okay, half
and less
meal,
calories.
Fruits and vegetables. And then a quarter grains and a little bit less than a quarter of protein or a quarter protein.
And if you can make those grains whole grains, so you're getting more nutrition, more bang for your buck, that's even better.
Now, I was having a discussion with someone the other day. He said, I said, well, I eat a lot of fruit. Well, maybe you eat too much fruit. Can you ever eat too much fruit?
No, because that's where the nutrients are.
So
never say never. I've learned that. I'm old enough to know that, you know, moderation and variety, we always come back to the same things. But fruit's good.
Yeah.
I'd sure rather have you say I eat tons of fruit than I eat tons of candy.
So really, you can't eat too much fruit.
No,
not really.
Fruits and vegetables. I think you'd pop first.
You'd pop before you ate too much fruit.
I think probably that would be safe.
Because there had been some stories about getting too much vitamin C. That's if you take the supplement, correct?
Right. And your body is, you know, food is a wonderful thing. If you just, food has all of the things you need, but you have to have that variety. And so you have to eat the foods that have the minerals and, you know, the nutrients.
Okay.
Minerals
so of half of your plate should be fruits and vegetables.
Yes.
And about 25% whole grains.
And the more whole grains, the better. The more grain, you know, instead of having the white bread, have the wheat bread. Instead of having the white rice, have the brown rice.
Okay, and it's cereal in the morning. It's good to have whole grain cereal.
Perfect. That's perfect. And that way you're getting the fiber, too.
Yeah, and so oats. If you have cooked oats, that's good for
you. That's a whole grain, so you did well.
And that helps lower your cholesterol.
It's
also
good. You've chosen well. Put some fruit on it. There you go. And then you've got a really terrific idea for a breakfast.
And then at least fish once or twice a week?
Lean protein. Fish is a great thing to do.
So if you want to find out more about this, you can go tonight. Tonight at Columbia Public Library, Friends Room, 7 to 8 p.m. Do people need to sign up ahead of time or just show up?
Yes, please. Because the room is a limited size, so they need to call the library. Exactly right.
Okay. Do you know the number offhand?
I absolutely don't.
Okay. Just look it up on the phone. Call the Columbia Public Library. Tell them you want to go tonight, 7 to 8 p.m., Friends Room. And simple steps for a new you.
That's it.
All right. Pat, thank you. Pat Brooks Martin. Pleasure having you here.
I enjoyed being with you.
Happy New Year to you.
Thank you.
Okay. Now we turn to Gretchen Roberts, who is here representing the MU Children's Hospital. Welcome,
Hi. Thank
Gretchen.
Thank you for having me.
Now, we're going to talk about Pancake Day.
Yes.
Now, is this okay, Pat?
Pancake Absolutely. Day? It's such a good cause.
All right.
You put your fruit on it, you get your fruit souvenir.
Right. So Pancake Day is next...
next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday, February 5th.
Correct.
And what is the purpose of Pancake Day? And how does this tie into the Children's Hospital?
Well, IHOP is one of our national partners, and every year they have a National Pancake Day, and all the money that they raise goes to the MU Children's Hospital. So we are wanting people to come in. You'll get a free stack of pancakes, and in turn, we would like you to give a donation to Children's Miracle Network.
So wait a minute. If you go into Children's Hospital, or you go into IHOP?
You go into IHOP. I'm sorry.
You go into IHOP.
You go into IHOP, yes.
And they're going to give you free pancakes?
They'll give you free pancakes with the idea that
you will... you're going to make a donation.
Correct.
Okay, and
correct.
The donation that you make goes to Children's Hospital.
Correct.
Oh, that's a pretty good thing.
Yeah.
So all you do is on February 5th, you go into IHOP, say, I want my pancakes. They're going to give you the pancakes free, but you make a donation.
From 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. And then this
year... All day long?
All day long, yeah.
Okay.
And then the plus that we are doing this year is we're actually going to have a drive-through. From 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. However, the drive-through, you have to make a minimum donation of $5 per pan.
Oh, that's nothing.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but if you go into IHOP and you get your pancakes, you can donate whatever you like.
Correct.
Hopefully you'll do more than $5.
Correct. Now. And even now and even till Pancake Day, they're also selling balloon icons that you can get those for $1 or $5.
So how much money do you hope that you will raise on Pancake Day?
Well, last year they raised $4,500. They're hoping to raise or double that this year. So,
yeah. Okay. All goes to Children's Hospital. Now, when you came in, I could tell you're really proud of Children's Hospital.
I am.
Very proud of Children's Hospital. When you look at it, what's one of the most important features that you feel that hospital has?
I think the most important feature is that it's all in one place. We have our specialty clinic that is now in the hospital. So your child, if they have CF, if they have epilepsy, if they have just any kind of doctor that they need to see, it's all right there. And we also have a great facility of staff and doctors that can take care of anywhere from a broken arm to a patient who is got a very serious illness. And we have a wonderful NICU, neonatal intensive care unit that takes care of our smallest patients.
You do. As far as we say Children's Hospital, what's the upper age limit for kids at Children's Hospital?
It varies. I don't know if it has a cap of a year, but you know, you go up to age 18, sometimes 21.
Okay. All right. It's a wonderful facility in our community. We're proud to have it here.
Thank you.
And if you want to help out, Pancake Day, Tuesday, February 5th from 6 o'clock in the morning or 7 o'clock in the morning?
6 to 8 for drive-through, 7 to 10 for inside.
Okay. Go into IHOP. You get your free pancake, but make a donation, and it all goes to Children's Hospital. Gretchen, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you.
Good having you here. Tomorrow, Val Gurman will be on Central Missouri Astronomical Society. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Elizabeth Hayden, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Bye-bye.